Okay. So, Baruch Hashem, we're zeicha to have gone through Yemei HaPurim, Yudalit Tezvov, which is a special Eis Rotzon for Klal Yisrael and Yitzhak Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Listen to all our tefillahs, the Oimek HaLev, bring everybody Yeshuas, Gedolos. We know that Yom Purim is called like Yom Kippur. I'm thinking to myself a nice idea. Everybody in Matzah Yom Kippur, he comes up with certain Kabbalah, certain things he wants to mechazik himself. As we know, in the course of the year, things are always remain in the same strength, excitement that we had on Matzah Purim. We get washed away, maybe even forget about what we decided. If we have a way of reminding ourselves those Kabbalahs that we had on Matzah Purim, because a good time now, Matzah Purim, which is also like Yom Kippur, to review them and try to see them, maybe we can pick them up again. And the fact is, the special Maiva of Purim, the Chin of Purim, he still had a tremendous love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They still have everything Shem planned out in advance, and every step of the way was Maki under the floor of Maki. And all Maki did was only for us to bring us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's just so Jewish says that Avram is a left from Kikur Kesis to destroy Klal Yisrael. So the gematria of Kikur Kesis is 400. Kikur Kesis, the gematria is 400. And we know what 400 symbolizes. Avram is Ish. That's the 400 people that Asaph had. And Haman was a descendant of Asaph. And Moloch is like the epitome of the mind center. So he sends his 400 Kikur Kesis to show. He sent the Kikur Kesis representing this concept of 400, which is the Koyach of Amalek, Koyach of Esav, to destroy Klal Yisrael. Happens to be that 400 is also gematria Adonai. Looking at things in the wrong fashion, looking at the bad, looking at this on the physical side of things. And what does HaShoeris do? HaShoeris says, HaKesef Nochem Loch, take the money back. I don't want it. There's a medrash that HaKesef, also the gematria, HaKesef the gematria of for 8. HaKesef the gematria of 8. So it's a remnant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the 8, that Haman was eventually going to plan for Mordechai, Nochem Loch, set up for you. In other words, there's already a rumor in the Shemayim that the power of Haman, which is Abba Meis, Kerech of Abba Meis, Ayin Ra of Esav, is only, has any power only as long as Klal Yisrael was not the choice of a chooser. There was already a remnant from the beginning that Klal Yisrael be choice of a chooser, then everything will go back with his Ayin Ra go on him. You understand? So, Baruch Hashem, we also do kind of nice things with our tefillahs, with our limud, with our tzedakah. So, Yitzhak Hashem, and also the Meraimim, and Klal Yisrael, and remove the Koyach of Esav in this world. All the Meshiyim, I'll see in Lishba, this Esav, to remove Esav from this world. Yeah, so we're in the Marachas and the top and page tough proof that involves status the Umas HaOil and Gedolim, their whole life is a life of Olam Hazeh. they're always building more and advancing technology. Life is about physical presence. That's the Umas Oilam. The Klai Yisrael, we are Mushram Belikus. What keeps us going and what we're building in this world is the world of HaKadosh Baruch. We're not building a mundane world. You are a dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch. The said the philosophers of the Goyim were trying to find if there's a place for Elikus of godliness in their world, because the Etzem, there wasn't really much room for Elikus in their world. It involved such a physical world. We're going to squeeze Kodesh Baruch into the picture. And he says, by us, the people that are Maimik, that delve into the nature of the world, we have a problem, the exact opposite. Where is there room for anything physical? Because everything is a Kodesh Baruch. There is a physical world, because that's been created, a physical world, but that's a Chiddush. That's the natural state is everything's Ein Sof of a Kodesh Baruch. He's in every place. Since the space, the way we're supposed to be living, the way Jews are supposed to live, is connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Mele in the world of Hashkocha Protis, not just a regular type of Ishtalus of the Goy. So also, we have a question for ourselves, that if Hashem is in charge of everything, why do I have to bother working? So, we bring the Gemara and then the Kedusha. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Loza Oimet. Rabbi Shimon Loza said, I never saw a deer who picks figs and dries them, or a lion who is involved in a moving company, or a fox that's a storekeeper. And the nicer, they all have their panasa, they have what they need. And he said, they were not created only to Meshamesh me, and I was delivered to Meshamesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I should be Mispanish Shaloi Betzah. If I'm a Tachos HaBriyah, so I should have more free time for myself. And I should have my panasa taken care of. Why do I have to work so hard for the panasa? Elishay Roifei is Maisei Kipachtei is Panasasi. I did not behave the way I should, and therefore I caused myself to lose my panosa. Like it says, I'm l'seich v'vitruch, eilu l'chaf l'seich v'mono ha'toiv mikem. Our way has caused us to not get the good that we deserve. So basically, a pidel chateva nanachanami. If we'd be in the level of Eilu Hashem that we should be, then automatically that everything should be taken care of. But the chait is, so he's saying it's not just an individual thing. The chait of other rishon that caused a change in anoga to humanity. And part of it is because, like we saw in the Chayyus al Zovis, if we'd been on a high level in the Chanai, we wouldn't have to go to work. But on the level we are, if we weren't going to work, we'd get into more trouble. And by the chait of the region, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the humanity needs to have this mahalach of working for the panos. It shouldn't be muvan me'elav. That the Ziyat Atecha Techa Lechem, it wasn't just a klola, but it was the state of the world necessitated that type of hanogim. So we're post Chodesh Harishon, and that's why we have that type of world. Come upon us, one of the challenges that we have, and it's a mitzvah, because Hashem gives us the chiyuv to care for our panos and need. Together with that,
to challenge to do it right. Because we'll be talking to Hashem, do it up here, derech HaTorah. If we do it that way, then we'll make a kind of mitzvah. The Yechidim, they don't have to work. The person who's given himself completely over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says, Kodesh Kodoshim. Yeah, but in general, the Malach is this Malach. So he's saying, but Lamaisa, the fact that we have to work is part of the way, the claw of the world of God, as a result of the faith of Adam Rishon. But we have to understand one thing, that any clover is not a permanent thing. It's something that we can't be metakin, we can sweeten it, we can transform it to a way of growth. And that's what life is all about, after the faith of Adam Rishon. The world is a mesh of tohu v'vohu, confusion. And that's rumors, even in the physical world, when you plant grain together with the grain, you get weeds and thorn bushes and all kinds of things. And it's the beer of Tevheran Mitzvah. Yeah. The metals that are in the earth also, they need to be refined because they have impurities in them. Everything in the world naturally comes unrefined, has to be refined. And there's the more modern things, gasoline, everything needs to be refined. So that can be used in the proper fashion. And that's what does also. We have to refine everything that comes into our domain. If we eat something, the way we refine it is by making a bracha beforehand. We show Kodesh Baruch Hu that we recognize this is from Him. That takes out the spiritual impurities from the food. And later, once he does that, he has the appreciation for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it doesn't become a physical thing that takes him away from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rather, it gives him a klech to be able to show a higher level. But that's what the world is. The world is not a world that is straightforward and clear. It's a world of confusion. You should know also, the klech of Esav, specifically, the klech of Amalek is to confuse us. It says in the Pasuk, at the end of the Megillah is made Lahumam ula Abdom. What does Lahumam mean? Lahumam means to confuse them. Avin didn't just make the Zayr to kill us. He first wanted to have a period of time for it to get confused, to give up hope, who knows what, bring the wrong person. That's Amalek. He knows that if we're focused, he has no chance. If we're focused, that's what we said before, our life is mushrosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Ratzon HaBorei, we'll get through every situation in beautiful fashion. Oh, bitochen, we'll use all our kriches in the right fashion, in the best possible way for Baruch Hashem. And the meters will always be in the scab, and the meters use them in the proper fashion. Amalek wants to confuse us. Haman wants to confuse us. That once we're confused and we're not on track, then he can be Nashmel Aragalavid. He can destroy us also. Yosefet had Mordechai Tzadik, who was not confused. He was so not confused, he knew exactly what Haman was and what we are and the value of Haman, which is zero. It's an amazing thing. So twice in the beginning, the Mordechai didn't stand up for Haman. In the beginning, he didn't stand up for him. Neva. After the rated exam was made to kill Klai Yisrael and Haman walked by him, he still saw that Mordechai didn't stand up. That got him totally nishugi. Because you would think, okay, I made exam to kill you people. No one tried to beg for me for Rahman or something. Don't get me more upset. And Mordechai doesn't move an eyelash. Because he was so focused that this Haman is nothing. He's not going to break it. He's not going to make it. It's not up to him. It's up to us. We have to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no need for me to change or go or approach even this Haman. That was his clarity. And Baruch Hashem is clarity. He spread the clarity to all. And we all, when Nikalu Yehudim, we got together and we chose to choose him. Davened to Hashem. Hashem saved us. So this is the world post Chet Adam Arishon, where the Tov and Ra is all mixed together. Everything has an element of Tov and Ra in it. And so we're saying, even eating your food, it could be Tov, but it has an element of Ra. We purify our food by the fact that we make a bracha of a Tavona before and the bracha of afterwards. And for any type of establishment we're involved in, we're going to work the same thing. It says on the Poiskim of Chiddush that we say, Alein l'shabeach at the end of Shachris, because that's the last thing we say before we finish the Tefillah and go to work. Before we go to work, we have to clarify ourselves, what is the world all about? And that's what Alein l'shabeach is all about. We're not like the Umas Oilam, Shtachim Hele Rizik, and not from Shtachim Lidim, the Melech Machem Vachamakadosh Baruch Hu. The Shemai Yetzid Oretz, He created the heavens and the earth. Everything we say over there, really, there's no force outside of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we say before we leave the base of Medrash and go out to the rest of the world, the external world. Have ourselves focused what the world is all about and what's important. And when we have that, then the status will be also a status of purifying the Rav from the Toif, Yosher from the straightforward emulation of Kodesh Baruch Hu to behave, which is opposite of that. So he has to understand also, not only while we're approaching, going into the work, to understand that this is part of the way of Hashem, we have to do the way Hashem wants. But if there's Hatzlocha, to realize also, it's nothing to do with me. Kodesh Baruch Hu decided to give me this money. And such a Kodesh Baruch Hu decided to give me this money. Number one, I don't take credit for it, and I don't take ownership over it. But I have to have everything my way now. Sometimes a person becomes wealthy, suddenly becomes mandoma, feels he has to tell everybody what to do and make all his decisions based on his whims and everything else without being with the eyes. But that's part of the Nisai. Nisai needs to do everything. Koydim ha-maisa, achar maisa, he's masliach. The thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and try to clarify the best way and the best things he could do with what he has. If Chmur Muslim was not Matzliach, so also to understand that, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to have Panos of the Shefer right now. He'll manage with what he has. And this battle, the thing should be there in the future, but he'll always be in the right Matzav Ruach. And that's in the end of this whole Purim. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rama ends with the pasuk, the Toiv Lev Nishter Tomid. Person has a good heart is always in a happy state of mind. And a good heart means, Chazon Ish explains in one place, it means that he has clarity that an important thing in life is a Chayei Netzach, eternal life. And Chayei Shor, the life that just lasts for a few years, all the needs in this world are not so important. Once we have that clear, then we could always feel good. Because the Vilna says that this late toiv, this good feeling comes from the fact that the person is happy with what he has. So nech b'chelkoi. The chelk that Hashem gave him, he's happy with. So this is what we could think about. Like we said, we're involved in this. Many times, the same things that Goyim are involved in. They have to eat, we have to eat, they need panosa, we need panosa, etc. But the question is how we approach it. And we have to approach it with this, like we're saying, the lev toiv, recognition that everything in life is a potential way to bring me to Chayei Netzach, eternal life. I'll take advantage as much as I can, koydim ha-maisa, do it right. And after the maisa also to appreciate it and use it in the proper passion. Yetzer Hashem, if we do that, then we'll live this life of being content. Toiv lev, sameach b'chelkoi. Nishte Tamil, always be the Simcha. We should be very happy to be the Simcha. Shalom Aleichem.
Amen, Yashikar.
Thank you.
Shalom.